Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. economic news is getting worse by the day, even in reports that tend to hide the full extent of the bad news. The most recent Case-Shiller residential real estate report now says that homes are selling at their lowest prices going back all the way to 2002. However, the Case-Shiller report does not give you the full story. It excludes all sales of foreclosed and bank-owned properties. Such sales tend to occur at even lower prices and now make up 35-40% of all home sales. Last Friday's jobs report, as bleak as it was, still hid just how bad unemployment is in the U.S. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate has now risen for two straight months. This occurred even though the Bureau's fudge factor, called the birth-death adjustment, added a total of 381,000 jobs during April and May. If these double-counted jobs had been excluded from the report, rather than waiting for the annual correction to be made next January, the unemployment report would have been much worse. Many of you are already aware that the political regime changes this year in Tunisia and Egypt started out as public protests against rising food prices. The U.S. government is reporting low increases in consumer prices. Still, the public has been hit in the pocketbook, and they know it. Grocery and energy prices in the U.S. are up an average of more than 10% from a year ago. It might look good that the 10-year Treasury debt interest rate has fallen to around 3%. In theory, that should show that the U.S. dollar is strong. But that is not what is really happening. There is so much fear about the future decline in the value of the U.S. dollar that the Federal Reserve and the underwriting banks are now being forced to purchase about 85% of all long-term and a majority of all Treasury debt. In May, the U.S. dollar enjoyed a short reprieve after falling to its lowest inflation-adjusted level since the U.S. government decided to let the dollar's value float in 1973. This temporary rise only occurred because of the latest euro crisis over Greece's fiscal problems. The dollar has since resumed falling. To recap, the alleged economic recovery touted by President Obama and other top federal officials is a mirage. I expect the news to get much worse soon. From last Wednesday through Monday this week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined each day. Since January 18, the stock values of AIG are down 55%, Bank of America has dropped 33%, Goldman Sachs declined 22%, and Citigroup is down 20%. When you see results like this, you can be pretty sure that the U.S. economic news will continue to be scary. In contrast, the price of gold has come back to life. As measured in the U.S. dollar, gold has come within 1% of its all-time highest U.S. COMEX close. Late last week, gold set an all-time record high price, ignoring inflation, against the British pound. Silver has been struggling to close above and hold the $38 resistance point. Almost 1.5 million ounces of silver were reclassified by Scotia Macata from registered inventories available for delivery against COMEX contracts to eligible inventories that are privately owned and are not available to deliver against COMEX contracts unless a specific owner so chooses. The effect of this adjustment is that total COMEX registered inventories have now fallen below 30 million ounces against an open contract liability of more than 605 million ounces as of June 6. All paper currencies are generally falling against gold and silver. Expect silver and gold prices to keep rising, perhaps by eye-opening jumps over the next few months. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.